staff from the Tampa Police Department, the Parks and Recreation Department, and the organizers from EventFest spoke at the workshop. Santiago Carrada is the City of Tampa's Neighborhood Services Administrator and presented the recommendations the community has had for the event.
Many of the issues that we heard had to do with security enforcement, specifically in the neighborhoods, to make sure that the ordinances and the laws that are in place are followed. So we heard that loud and clear. We also heard that there weren't enough portalettes or portable restrooms. So there are recommendations that we will be putting forth to deal with that issue. The event site layout and the parade route, meaning how much of the water side is open to the non-paying public, as well as how the parade route could either be expanded or moved in a different direction.
The president of the Hyde Park Neighborhood Association, Rosemary Henderson, listed some of the measures Hyde Park is taking for preventative behavioral control leading up to the event.
Public schools and the private schools are all going to be working together in advance, many, many weeks leading up to the event, educating the students and also working with and educating the parents on the scope of the problems, the underage drinking, and what's really going on in the streets during the parade.
Representing the police department, Assistant Chief Mark Hamlin warned of quality of life arrests that might happen on a large scale if individuals fail to exercise self-control.
These behaviors that might have been tolerated in the past will not be tolerated. Hopefully the educational initiatives through the public and private schools will also help let the parents of some of the kids that we deal with know that these behaviors won't be tolerated. So the idea is we don't want to arrest anybody, but if we have to, we will.
The Tampa Police Department is increasing its presence and is taking more extensive security measures in anticipation of the need for crowd control, according to Hamlin.
We already had about 210 officers, plainclothes, uniform, mounted patrol, etc., in the neighborhoods last year. So we're going to try to up it to around 260, and that'll help with increased observation of the crowd. We're also looking to some techniques. As you see in the photo, there is an observation tower. You might have seen them at Busch Gardens and places like that, where an officer or someone could be in that booth and get a better point of view. We're also looking into getting some cameras to possibly put up in key locations that the community has let us know are problem locations, and possibly have an officer monitor those. Those are still in the works right now. We've also had some residents tell us they have cameras in their houses.
Gasparilla Organizers Event Fest is promoting a website to raise awareness about responsible alcohol consumption in order to change the attitudes toward public alcohol consumption, according to the representative, Daryl Stephanie.
The CenturyCouncil.org targets middle school, high school, and the college level with different age-specific material as well as gender-specific material, so it's pretty comprehensive. One of their slides that they have on their website, it's 65% of kids that drink get it from friends and family. Stunning statistics.
The council also discussed a request for local businesses to limit their alcohol sales through a voluntary moratorium in order to reduce alcohol-related incidents in the neighborhood. Council member John Dingfelder thinks the city should evaluate whether to continue licensing an array of beer tents for selling alcohol.
We started allowing those beer tents, and they say that the money goes to nonprofits and charities and all that, and that's a wonderful thing. But I think we are exacerbating the problem with those beer tents and the beer fests. Even if you're selling to folks who are of age, it's still a problem. So, and if it continues to be a problem, we're the ones who license those beer tents every year. And if it's not working, then we might need to eliminate those beer tents along the route, and especially on the Bayshore part of it.
Harold Walker, a resident of Hyde Park, voiced concerns about the $76,000 allocated to fund 1,600 portable restrooms, doubling last year's amount.
I don't know anybody on the council. I don't know anybody in any neighborhood that pays the kind of taxes that are paid in Hyde Park who wants 56 portalettes in their neighborhood. But basically what takes place is it's all condensed. So when you have portalettes on Morrison or from Morrison to the Bayshore, what takes place is it becomes a very convenient location for people to have a drink, walk over to the portalette, come out, have another drink, go back to the portalette, have the third drink, and maybe not make it to the portalette. And so that's an issue. The portalettes, quite candidly, should be on Swan.
Councilwoman Linda Salsena mentioned that there is still some confusion over some aspects of the financial management of the event.
And so I'd like to request under staff reports through Mr. Carrada's, Carrada would appear and share that with council. But I think that it's really germane because it really is one of those public-private partnerships. And if we're partners, we need to know that. For example, if we're upping the number of police presence by 400, who's picking up the tab for that?
There are annual pre-event meetings in Hyde Park, and they will now include downtown residents, according to Corrada.
And this year, with the event layout going into downtown and us having residents downtown, we're going to host a meeting pre-event here. So we certainly welcome anyone to come to those meetings with suggestions and ideas.
According to the organizers, Gasparilla brings $46 million to Tampa every year and will be held January 23rd and 30th next year. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.